Good morning, listeners, and welcome to the MacCorp Daily / Weekly Podcast for week ending Friday, the 7th of August 2020. And this is for all the ASX resource stocks with a share price of 1 cent or higher. And this is an information podcast only. Please read our disclaimer on our podcast page. So let's start with the daily statistics for Friday, the 7th of August 2020. There were 525 ASX resource companies traded that had a share price of 1 cent or higher, and the total volume was 1.88 billion, and that's up slightly from 1.85 billion on Thursday. The average volume ended up at 3.589 million. And that's up slightly from 3.587 million on Thursday. The average percentage gain for each stock, so for the 525 stocks, the average gain was 1.61%, and that's down from 2.77% on Thursday. As far as the breakup of the 525 ASX resource stocks that traded today with a share price of 1 cent or higher, there were 212 with gains. That's down significantly from 284 on Thursday. There were 127 with no gain. That's up from 102 on Thursday. There's 180 with a loss, and that's up significantly from 132 on Thursday. So just some caution to watch there, but still positive. And let's continue the positives with the top five best performing ASX resource stocks for today, for Friday, the 7th of August. At number one, Alicanto Minerals Limited, ASX code AQI. It had a positive gain of 56.25% today. So a huge congrats to all holders of ASX code AQI, with its percentage gains and activity today. At number two, we have PNX Metals Limited, ASX code PNX. It had a percentage gain of 44.44% today. At number three, we had Equus Mining Limited, ASX code EQE. It had a percentage gain of 40% today. At number four, we had Red Emperor Resources, ASX code RMP. It had a percentage gain of 33.33%. And rounding off at number five is American Rare Earths Limited, ASX code ARR. It had a percentage gain of 32%. So congrats to all holders of the top five best performing ASX resource stocks today. Some great gains and activity there. Let's look at the breakdown of the commodity success today. The best performing commodities for Friday, the 7th of August, were gold, copper, silver, lead, and zinc. So some good performing commodities there across the board. The highest traded stock was Golden Deeps Limited, ASX code GED, and 10.85% of the company was traded on Friday, the 7th of August. As far as the project locations, the best performing project locations for Friday, the 7th of August, were Olympic Dam, Gawler Creighton, and that's located in South Australia, Kalgoorlie, Pilbara, and Murchison District also performed well, and they're all located in Western Australia. As far as looking at the last 12 months of the top 20 best performing stocks today and their average percentage spend on staff admin versus project spend for the last 12 months, and it's at 48%. So that's much better than Thursday's 53%. So heading in the right direction. So effectively that means out of the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks today, 48% of the money over the last 12 months has been spent on staff admin, leaving 52% spent on projects. Let's look at the ERP statistics for today. There were 143 ASX resource stocks with a share price of 1 cent or higher that use an ERP software solution. That's down slightly from 144 on Thursday. The average percentage gain is 0.47%, and that's down from 1.85% on Thursday. Volume is also down slightly to 501 million, and that's down from 529 million on Thursday. Two of the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks today use an ERP software solution. There will be no daily overview for the best performing ASX resource stock today. We'll leave that to the end of the podcast, and that will be done for the best performing weekly ASX resource stock for this week. So having said that, let's now move on to the weekly statistics. And again, this is for week ending Friday, the 7th of August, 2020. And there were 580 ASX resource stocks traded this week with a share price of 1 cent or higher. And that's up slightly from 573 last week. As far as the weekly volume, it's down slightly this week to 8.23 billion. And that's down from 8.92 billion last week. As far as the average volume for this week, it's at just over 14.2 million average volume for each stock, the 580 stocks that performed this week, and that's down slightly from 15.5 million last week. A huge percentage gain this week. It's the average percentage gain this week was 6.95%, and that's up significantly from 2.79% last week. And of the 580 ASX resource stocks that traded this week with a share price of 1 cent or higher, now this is a very good statistic, and I think it's could be a record. I think it is. 360 ASX resource stocks with a share price of 1 cent or higher had positive gains this week. So that's huge. And that's up significantly from 248 last week. There were 70 with no gains this week, and that's down slightly from 78 with no gains last week. And there are 147 with a loss this week, and that's down significantly from 242 with a loss last week. So some great numbers there, and showing a strong performance this week with the ASX resource industry or sector. Let's continue the good news, and we'll look at the best performing ASX top five performing stocks for the week. And they were, at number one we have Pacifico Minerals Limited, ASX code PMY. It had a percentage gain of 73.33% this week. At number two we have Poseidon Nickel Limited, ASX code POS. It had a percentage gain of 65.52% this week. At number three, we have Caprice Resources Limited, ASX code CRS. It had a percentage gain of 65.22% this week. At number four, we have Equus Mining Limited, ASX code EQE. It had a percentage gain of 61.54% this week. And rounding off at number five is of Avenira Limited, ASX code AEV, and it had a percentage gain of 58.33% today, this week, sorry. So some huge gains this week in the ASX resource sector, and congrats to all holders of those top five ASX resource stocks for this week, being PMY, POS, CRS, EQE, and AEV, all performing well with strong gains and activity for the week. So again, congrats to all holders of those top five stocks. Let's now move on to the best performing commodities for this week. And no surprise to see gold and silver there, with some great outstanding performances in both those commodities and stocks. And copper also performed well this week. As far as the highest stock that was traded this week, it was Scandia Vanadium Limited, ASX code SVD, and 25.47% of the company was traded this week. As far as project locations and performance, we'll start with Lachlan Fold Belt, and that is predominantly in New South Wales, Australia, but also Queensland and Victoria, Australia. Also performing well were Kalgoorlie, Murchison District and Pilbara, and they're all located in Western Australia. So some strong performances in those project locations and activity. Let's look at the weekly top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks and compare their percentage spend on staff admin versus project spend for the last 12 months. And that's at a very good percentage at 45.55%, and that's down slightly from 46.1% last week. So what that effectively means is the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks for this week, they spend 45.55% on staff admin approximately over the last 12 months, and leaving just over 44% spent on projects in the last 12 months. So that's a good signal that it's dropped from last week and heading down towards a sort of 40% mark, which would be fantastic. Let's look at the ERP statistics for this week. And there are 150 stocks traded this week in the ASX resource sector that use an ERP software solution. And that's the same amount as last week. As far as the percentage gain, it's a high 6.48% average, and that's up significantly from 2.41% last week. Volume is down slightly to 2.6 to 7 billion, and that's down from just over 3 billion last week. And of the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks this week, six of the top 20 are using an ERP software solution, and that's up from two last week. So that finishes off our overview of the weekly ASX resource stocks. We'll now do the overview of the best performing ASX resource stock for the week, which was Pacifico Minerals Limited, ASX code PMY. And let's look at, we'll start with their projects. They have a number of projects in advanced stages and also exploration. So PFS and exploration. Their main commodities are silver, zinc, lead, copper, and gold, but they also have a range of other commodities in their projects as well. Their projects are located throughout Australia, in Western Australia, Northern Territory, and Tasmania, but also Colombia and Mexico in South America. So a number of projects throughout the world there. Let's look at their project spend over the last 12 months, and it's looking in good shape. They've spent well in excess of 2.33 million and 887,000 on staff admin. So that's a very good sign, and that equates to 27.52%. So what that effectively means is all money available, 27.52% was spent on staff admin, and well in excess of 70% spent on projects over the last 12 months of money available. So that's a very good sign and shows that they are project focused. Let's look at their finance and money in the bank. They currently have in excess of $2.9 million, and that's excluding any current or up-and-coming capital raise. Their market cap is currently sitting at just over $75 million. They have just over 2.88 billion shares on offer. And as far as their share price performance in 2020, they closed at 2.6 cents on Friday this week, and that's up from 0.007 of a cent at the beginning of the year. So that's nearly four times its growth as far as its market cap and share price in 2020. So congrats to all holders of PMY. That's a great stat and great performance, obviously. Let's look at their shareholding now. As far as their directors and top 20 shareholders, they own in excess of at just over 42%. So that's just over 42% of ownership with the directors and top 20 shareholders. So that now concludes our daily / weekly podcast for week ending Friday the 7th of August 2020. We hope you've gained some valuable insights to the ASX resource sector for this week's and their performance. And if there's any suggestions on what you'd like us to discuss in our podcast, please email steve@maccorp.net.au. And thanks again for listening and have a great weekend. Goodbye.